is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. Back at it. Happy Wednesday. Today we're going to be doing an advice episode for you guys.
Yes, advice from the gals. By no means are we professionals. We're just two gals.
By no means.
I know. I feel like most listeners probably know that. I'm 23. Danielle's 21. We just share experience.
22?
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm sorry. That sounds weird to say out loud.
It's weird to say outside and outside.
No, because I was looking back actually at Danielle and I. You guys know over the years we've done a lot of travels together, obviously Gals on the Go. And I was getting our snap memories and I was thinking back today to that trip that we did. So it was like 3 years ago today. We were in LA and I was thinking, I was like, wow, Danielle was... So you were 19 on that trip then? Because I was like, she was 18 then, right? Because I was... I don't know.
I was young.
It just seemed like we were taking the world by storm at such a young... Like, we were just
like that's...
going on these random trips.
I know. There's, like, snap memories of us at, like, lunch Brooke sent me, and I'm, like, debating on if I should order an Angry Orchard. So nervous. and I looked at it, too. I was like, wow, I was ballsy. Like,
yeah, that is edgy, Danielle.
I definitely did not. I definitely know I didn't.
You didn't. But
there.
You did have lash extensions in the picture, which we talked about last week.
Yes, I did have lash extensions and very long hair. I don't know what happened to my hair since then, but it's okay. You know, you grow up.
It was also like bleach blonde in those pictures.
It was very bleach blonde, which is probably why my hair isn't as healthy anymore because of those stages. But
you're full glam. That was like your glam days. Like,
I was full glam. I know. It was just like, I don't know what, I don't know. Now,
no, it was fabulous. I really liked it.
Fabulous. Thank you. So I do want to update you guys just briefly. I did fix my nails. Thank you for enjoying the chronicles and for all the humor. If you guys don't follow at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. I posted a before or like what I wanted to do to my nails and then after. So basically, if you guys didn't hear last week's episode, which... go check it out. I tried to do like this fall nail situation where the tips were like different colors of brown and basically just looked like there was dirt under my nails per Brooke. Brooke thought it was dried blood. Ryan thought it was dirt. Anyways, it was just not good. Anyways, I went back to the nail salon and just had them paint over red gel.
Wait, so they didn't even take off the base layer? They just went over?
I didn't want to deal with it.
Are they thick?
Well, so she shaved down. They thick. So she shaved down the first like two layers of the SNS kind of
because
it was still like, just like a nude base, yeah, but then I just popped gel over, so my nails are gonna be not very fun to take off when I go to the nail salon next.
They're gonna
hate me
like 2 hours.
They're gonna be like, oh like... my God, this girl has so many layers, but it had to happen. I'm just so much happier. So
I get that.
That's the update on that.
Thank you so much for the nail update. We love to hear it.
Yes.
I'm sorry that we bullied you out of it, but the comments back were like, honestly, Brooke,
oh my God. No, like I am so happy. Like, because when Ryan said something, I was like, haha, whatever. But then when Brooke said something and Delaney and like everyone else in my life, I was like, oh, this is different. It's not like the haters. It's like, oh no, this is just like, that's just bad.
No, but I do agree with like the whole thing of like, if it makes you happy, whatever. So I guess we could talk about that if it makes you happy related to. So I made a dramatic
color scheme.
Yeah, we have some color stories.
Colors.
I decided to paint a wall in my apartment this very vibrant pink color. Okay, so the goal was to paint it pink. I thought like a baby pink bordering on like neutral color. And my dad is a painter and he was like, no worries, I don't mind painting it. I'm allowed to paint in my apartment building. That's like a big question.
I know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's when people move out, they just slap white on the walls anyways. Like the girl before me, she had... They slap it on. The whole apartment's just like, it's literally just neutral floors and then like every inch of the apartment is white. Like there's not any sort of other color like... you know what I'm saying? Like every single wall is the same shade of white. It's not like, oh, the bedroom is this neutral and like whatever. Cause I guess, cause yours is like not pure white. What is that?
It's all like a light gray, like a sandstone.
Okay. I actually like white too, but I just got sick of like
the
whole apartment being white. I was like, wow, like this whole thing, like it's just, it's all one color. It just kind of gets, especially if you decorate pretty like, what I did, I think, is pretty neutral. I was like,
neutral, yeah.
I just want to change, you know? And yes, I could have done the normal thing and like gotten a print or something for my room, but like my dad's a painter and he was like, I'll paint the wall for you. And I was like, this will be fun. And
I can't believe he didn't use painter's tape or anything.
Mm-hmm. And the edges are like beautiful. He's really, really good.
Yeah, wow.
I know, because if I would have done that, it would have been like,
oh, I don't even want to try.
We're not artists.
No.
So somehow I settled on this pink color. It turned out way more pink than I wanted. It still does look good, but I need to. Ordered something for the wall. Let it be a surprise. So I'm excited for that. I think it will really tie everything together. But I agree that it is. It's an opinion based thing though, because I've you know seen like even my mom is like, oh, it's a little too pink, whatever. My mom asked, she goes, sorry, mom, I know you're listening to this. She's like, Brooke, do you want your dad to like maybe put like, so my mom's on speakerphone, like my dad's listening too, like we're all on the phone, you know, I'm
yeah.
in New York, whatever. And she's like, Brooke, maybe dad can put like a little bit like of a more neutral layer on top so that it like gets a more neutral tone. My dad was like, it doesn't work that way. Then the whole wall will be the next color.
Oh, she thought it was like yeah. nail polish. Oh, like blending like, it together.
Because you know when you do like, if you do a dark color but like a slightly lighter over, they like mix together.
Yeah. And it
creates, like paint does not work that way.
It's yeah, like, it would just be a whole new color.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I was like, that's no, so we funny. Don't know anything about paint. But I like it. It's just very... It's obviously a change, but it's kind of nice. So I don't know. It kind of changes up your space. And I think it's a fun project, even if you aren't like a painter, to try to do that. I think it could be cool. Obviously, check your rules if you're renting. I know that's like a big thing. Like if you're renting, yeah. it's kind of like weird to do. But I know other people
it makes
do it.
It homey and happy. And totally. I actually, when you posted the Instagram story of you painting that one wall pink, I literally was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Like I really was like, oh my God, I didn't know you were doing this. So cute. And then you sent me a Snapchat a couple days later, like, is it too pink? And I was like, oh, maybe it kind of is. Like, I really didn't think much of
it. Yeah, it is a little
because it is. Well, no, I mean, it is a light pink, but I think what you're going to do to it is going to be good and it'll make it better.
I agree.
Like 100%. It'll pull it all together.
Because it's a little like, I got a little bit of like a seventh grade bedroom vibe after I did it, but it still looks good. It's just.
No, it looks so good.
It's just fun. Thank you. I feel like pink is like an interesting color, but thank you. I've been into the pinks these days. Is that random? Like I'm like 23 and I'm like, I love pink, but I guess it's not that weird.
No, it's not. I feel like a lot of people do an accent wall and I think you just like need stuff on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So I'm working on all that. I really want to like get everything together so I can do like the proper apartment tour and stuff. Do you feel like do you even have an apartment tour up?
No, I so weird you said that. This morning I was like, I ought to do that.
I just feel like my apartment's never finally finished, but yours, I know, totally,
it's always
is.
Like it definitely is. I've like already lived here for a year, but it's always like, oh, I have to like deep clean it. But honestly, yeah. I need to just do it because I'm never gonna fully have it clean.
You just have to suck it up, and like people always make the disclaimers in the video like, well, normally this isn't here. It's like, just get over it.
Yeah,
and just do it.
Yeah,
and, like, be okay
like,
with it.
Your apartment doesn't look the same every day.
Yeah, but people really love an apartment tour, and I get it too, though, because I'll watch other people's if I'm like, oh, I love this person's couch, like where did they get their couch from or whatever. It's a good place to gather inspo. That's why I like moving blogs and stuff like that too, I think, seeing how people furnish and whatnot.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good time. Decorations are always so much fun, and just like moving into new apartments is such a fun time in life.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll get going on those apartment tours soon. I'm yeah, finishing up. Sure. I need to like get some like live plants and stuff. I think I said that in my vlogs. I've been like trying to vlog the process of, even though I'm like moving vlogs, even though I'm like, I've lived in my place for like 4 or 5 months now, but I feel like it's a continual process of like decorating and stuff.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Never truly.
Also, speaking of vibrance and colors and all the fun things, this past weekend was Halloween and I had so much fun going on Instagram and just checking out like everyone's costume ideas. Mm-hmm. Like it was so much fun. Like it's so funny too. It's like every year it's like, I want to be unique. And it's like, how unique can you be anymore?
it's either you go all out or not all out. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I feel like you and yeah. I, we do like the, like we'll wear a costume,
the
but
middle,
it's,
yeah.
it's the middle ground. Yeah. Versus yeah. some people are wearing like the costume makeup and like the, I love
yeah.
it. I love it though. I have such
I'll
an appreciation
probably never
for
do it.
It.
Yeah.
And it's like the so special dope. Effects and stuff. I've really seen a lot of those recently.
Definitely.
For whatever they may be dressing as. I passed yeah. on the street someone, I know you didn't watch Game of Thrones, but a very, very intricate replica of Jon Snow and what the heck is her name? Freaking.
I don't know. I'm no help here.
No, no.
Sophie Turner's character?
No, that's Sansa. Oh my gosh. Oh. What is her name? No,
I don't know.
No, I get it. Jon Snow and...
Intricate costume.
Oh, Daenerys. Daenerys Targaryen. Oh, my gosh. Daenerys. I'm sorry. I should have had that prepared. I was like in my Uber and I like look out the window and you just see like these two like...
Oh, my gosh.
Capes and stuff. I was like...
I love Halloween. It's so funny.
You forget until you like step out that day on Halloween because I like stayed in my house all day until like the evening time. Then I like, whatever. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's like, oh, wow. People are out to play today. Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw some really, a lot of people did, at least at UGA, a lot of people did Violet Beauregard, which I thought was fun.
What is that? I played her
in the Willy Wonka.
Oh, I saw Keaton did that. Yeah.
And Keaton did it. Actually, yeah, not just UGA, but like three people here did it. I love that so much.
That's actually a really cute one.
Willy Wonka. I thought that was a cute idea.
It's on, like, on brand right now with the like whole TikTok trend of Willy Wonka recently. Like, what is that? I don't understand.
Wait, what? There's a Willy Wonka trend?
It was like more over the summer, but there's this guy that dresses up as Willy Wonka and his name is Willy Wonka TikTok. He has like 16 million followers and he's just like, it's apparently like a big thing. Like people are just like super fans or like weirdly attracted to Willy Wonka. So they like, yeah, no, it's like a real thing.
Oh, okay. So this is like a thing.
It's like
a
weird thing, but it is like, I feel like that's made a resurgence. Like that wouldn't have been a costume last year, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. It must have sparked something. I've always been a Willy Wonka fan. We did it at my middle school play. I was Violet Beauregard.
Oh my God. I was like, how do you know the last name? You would know the last name. Yeah.
Violet, you're turning violet. Oh, so good.
That's funny.
The days.
I definitely saw some that were impressive. Oh, did your parents have a lot of trick-or-treaters this year?
I don't think my mom, she wasn't home, and then my dad said he had none.
Wow.
So sad.
Wow. See, my parents concocted this shoot system.
was amazing. Also, just wow, how long did that take?
I don't know. My dad like craft. It wasn't like electronic. Like they were manually like putting
just
it in the tube.
It, down,
but it was just like a tube system. My parents give out full size candy bars. I mean, just a flex.
Yeah. Just a flex.
No, that's like our thing. They're like, we're gonna. Because I remember when I was a kid, I would go to houses that gave out full size candy bars. I was like mind blown.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
So they just go to Costco and like stock up on them or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, they concocted this shoot system. They said that they had like hundreds. Our neighborhood is pretty hot for it, but I was curious as to what
pretty hot for it.
It's a pretty hot neighborhood for trick or treat. Because you know how sometimes people don't trick or treat in their own neighborhood; they'll like drive to like a neighboring neighborhood,
yeah,
or, like, friends
that's
or whatever.
True. Mm-hmm. That's really true. My neighborhood doesn't have like any kids anymore. Like we all grew up because we all still live there. It's really sad.
Ooh. Isn't that interesting when neighborhoods kind of like age together? Like you're all like, around the similar.
Yeah, one of my neighbors is like TikTok famous now. I like popped on.
What?
I think I sent you it. I sent you her and I like looked at her. I was like, wait, I recognize this person. Oh my God. Really random.
Wow.
But, someone else was a shacker, which I thought was really funny. She like wore like messed up makeup and then like sweatpants, a big t-shirt, and then like a fluffy coat. Like, I don't know. But I'm also like,
so
like,
basically like pajamas.
Like pajamas, but then like a
like
bougie
a frat shirt.
Yeah. Well, a bougie like jacket over top and like hoop earrings. And I thought it was funny. Kind of like the morning after. A lot of Buzz Lightyear and Woody's, like sexy Buzz Lightyear and Woody's.
That is triggering. I don't know if I like that. Like that ruins like Toy Story.
Oh, I was like
what?
Did you have something happen in your childhood? But I know
no, no. I'm like, what?
I kind of liked it. I like wouldn't wear it myself, but I like.
I have an appreciation, and then a bajillion. If I see one, no offense to everybody, if you did it, I'm not judging you. I'm just over it. The space cowgirl thing. Can we end that? I just have seen so many. Like if I get another Mariah and my friend dressed up as it. If I see another one of those plastic.
Were they space cowgirls?
That's like what they. Said that they were like
I thought they were just cowgirls
like cowgirls with a flare like I don't even know have
the guns
and then the sparkly like bra. I mean people pull it off, you look phenomenal if you look good and you feel good doing it, do it. But I just was like, but I say that as I wore a tiara and like all pink, like for no reason. People are like happy
no
birthday.
I know. I was talking to my friends about it and I was like, honestly, like just whatever makes you feel good. Like you're never gonna like impress everybody.
It's true, it's true. And someone's always gonna say something, like even if you're the most done up one there, people are gonna be like, oh my God, why did she try so hard? Like people are always gonna say something. So grossing myself here too.
Oh, 100%. 100%. A lot of girls here did which I thought was funny. So they announced that UGA canceled their spring break like last week, which everyone's like really sad about it. But honestly, I was like, yeah, I'm used to it at this point. Everything just getting canceled.
So what, they're just going to shorten the semester? Or
I don't think it's shortened. We just get like literally only three random days where we're like, we have like no classes that day. It's whatever. I just figured that was going to happen. But a lot of people were like, I think this is what it was. They like posted pictures saying rip spring break, and they wore like spring breakers kind of outfits, like a bathing suit and sweats, and then like a robber mask, like robbed, like our spring break got robbed. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Robbed.
But they just like looks really hot, of course. I liked the Bratz dolls. Those are cute.
I saw a lot of that this year.
Tinkerbell, there were some Tinkerbells. Paris Hilton, I think, did it. I don't know if that was this year or not, but I saw a picture of her doing that. Those cute. I thought the Tiger King ones were just, I just feel like it was overdone because everyone dressed like Tiger King over the summer on TikTok and stuff. That like, I don't know, like the Kardashians did it. I was so shocked.
Yeah, I felt like we saw that one coming though. You know, not for the Kardashians to do it, but for that costume to be. It's always like what's culturally trending. Like in years past, I'm trying to think of what it's always like whatever musician is like. I feel like a lot of people were like Post Malone at one point, and like
A lot of people were Post Malone last year actually.
There's always interesting hot time. Trends. I wonder like what it technically was this year. But yeah, a lot of great recreations I've seen on Instagram. So everyone's getting crafty for the gram. So really appreciate
crafty for the gram. Yes, a good time. We just thought it'd be fun to do a little costume roundup there. Well, should we get on into our business of the week?
Yes, let's hit it.
Business of the week.
Okay, so we are talking about Kristen Robinson. So she's an artist, you guys. She sent me over some of her amazing stuff. So she has an Etsy store. She sells stuff like stickers, prints, digital downloads too. She has like a planner format that you could download and like use it on your iPad or your computer or whatever. She also has just like, it's overall just like a great, very like empowering message that she kind of pushes, and she's just amazing. So check out her Etsy and support. The at is at Kristen Robinson. It's Christen Robinson, Robinson.design. We'll also have the Etsy linked in the show notes, you guys. And if you are supporting her, please like share on her story. We love to keep doing that. And if you guys have any suggestions for future business of the weeks, let us know. And yay.
Woo, woo, woo. Very exciting. Definitely go check it out. Now we can get on into our tip of the week.
Tip of the week. Let's hear it, Danielle. Is it a quote?
It's not a quote because I felt like that'd be predictable. Okay. It's kind of on the same vibes, though. Talked about it before, but I'm just going to reiterate it today. You guys, starting your day with some light music and journaling or brain dumping is the... That is a weird word, brain dumping.
Dumping. I don't think I like that either.
You just plopped that out. Dumped. That was just a weird sentence.
Dump is like a weird word. It's like you got dumped, you dumped out your feelings, you dumped in the trash. Like, is that what?
You take a dump. Like, that's the one I was thinking of
this
whole time.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, okay. Just like thinking time, just like starting the day with like my Doing Well daily journal and like writing down what I'm grateful for and playing music is the best way to start my day, instead of like, obviously, like I go on my phone when I wake up, but then just kind of lightly just journaling and planning out my day is just the best. Just on paper, drinking coffee, it's so much better for you than like, sorry, staring at your phone and like my eyes hurting as soon as I wake up. I've been really trying to not go on my, I'll like look at my phone right away, see if there's any like immediate texts or calls, and then I'll like get off of it, because I've noticed if I go on my phone too long in the morning, my eyes hurt and my head hurts.
I could feel that.
Like when you first wake up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I completely get that. I'm the worst. So like I wake up and immediately like check everything, but then I start my day on a terrible foot. So that's why I need to get better about that.
No. Yeah. It's a good, trash. Yeah. It just like, keeps the stress levels down, like a really good way to like ease into the day. Like I definitely look at my phone and I'll like check the apps really quick, but like I'm trying not to like fully look into depth. So that's my tip of the week. Just start the day off by doing something not on your phone, whether that's journaling or just like going outside for a walk really quick or just something and being more mindful about things. Instead of
like unplugging in a way. I feel like it's impossible for me to like do something with like entirely without my phone. Like, yeah, I could do this stuff without it. Like right now we're recording this podcast. I'm not on my phone, but you know, like going for a walk, like I would have to bring my phone or if whatever, but.
Oh yeah. Like you can still bring your phone. You could be listening to music or something, but I just think the act of like staring at your phone.
Okay. I get that.
Is the, mm-hmm. not the problem, but like what I'm trying to avoid.
I get that. I'm here for it.
Sold.
I'm sold.
Yeah. What's your tip?
Okay. So my tip, obviously we know this is a crazy, crazy week with the election. And I think social media, we're recording this on Monday, just so you guys know. So like, we don't really know what the outcome of everything was, but I think it's obvious, judging by what's happening on social media, that there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of just people are feeling very unsettled, I think, right now in these times. And I know that it's going to be really, a really tough week for everybody's mental health. So I just want to encourage everyone and, remind ourselves here to take care of your mental health. And that is 100% valid. You have to fill your cup before you can fill somebody else's. You can't pour it from an empty cup. What is that?
That's the saying.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone, like if you were able to vote, you did, but we're past that at this point. So take care of yourself. If that's unplugging or spending time with your loved ones, Danielle said it, you know, listening to some music, take a bath, like whatever it may be for you. If it is like, if you need to hang out with people because you're like stressed, like do it. If you need to be alone, like that is perfectly okay. Like prioritize yourself. And, I mean, I would love to be like meditate, but I'm not really, I'm trying to get more into that, but it's hard. So I just, I like the unplug. Cause I feel like the news too is probably going to be a lot this week. And like, while, it's really important to be informed and everything, it's, don't let it be your 24/7 if it doesn't have to be.
Definitely. I think that's a great point. Self-care is very important, especially these next few weeks. You know, I'm definitely going to just be kind of taking a step back and just kind of laying low for a little bit, because I think that's just the best for everybody right now, is just kind of listening to your body.
Definitely.
Good stuff. Well, our last little segment before we get on to the episode, our current favorites.
These are a few of my favorite things.
So this is my current favorite. I will admit I bought this literally yesterday, but
it's quickly become a fave.
Quickly become a fave. And I'll have a new favorite next week anyway, so might as well. So I do spray tans. I get spray tans. And after like a couple of days, or if you self-tan, whatever, you know the face tan part kind of goes away, I feel like, after a few days, and then it's just not cute. And I don't wear makeup every day. I prefer just to not, unless I'm like doing something where I'm taking photos, or if I just feel like putting on makeup that day. Anyways, I have this problem where my face is a lot lighter than my neck and my chest and everything. So I was like on TikTok and I saw someone use tanning water, and I was like really interested in trying it out just on my face.
What,
I
know, is this people a brand, put it all over their body.
Yes. So I got the Tan Lux tanning water.
I've heard so much about this brand. Yeah.
Me too. So the brand's called Tan Lux, and I got it at Ulta. It was like $40, I think. It was kind of expensive, honestly, but you can use it on your body or your face. And I just used it on my face last night. I just sprayed it. A pretty generous amount of spray. And then I bought like mini face tan mitts and just rubbed it all in.
The hand motion Danielle's doing right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm like doing it just for Brooke. Just Brooke's demonstration.
Thank you. Thank you.
Then I woke up this morning and my face had a glow to it, whereas yesterday it was like, I don't know if you could tell right now, Brooke, but like when I look in the mirror, it's like everything's even, which I was really, really happy
about. It looks very
splotchy.
Even. You have a very even skin tone, I notice.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. It just like looks a lot better than it did yesterday. So I'm really happy with it. If you guys have the same kind of thing where, or maybe you don't want to like put the mousse on your face, the tanning water is a great option. I know people that put the tanning water all over their body. I definitely think it's a little bit lighter than a mousse. It's not as like intense, but that's kind of what I was looking for. So yeah.
I have not self-tanned since, I used to be a big self-tan gal, and I just haven't since like the summer, because I kind of got like a good natural tan, and now I'm like just going with that.
And well, now it's like cold in New York too, so you're not really showing much of your body.
Well, once you start, you kind of get in the cycle of doing it too. Like, it's rare that, like, I feel like once I start self tanning, I'm in the cycle of it. Like, it's like, all right, every like week and a half I'm doing it or whatever it is. So I kind of don't want to start.
No, literally, when I did the first time, I was like, here we go.
And because it will never be fully removed. That's
no,
the problem.
No. Yeah, you just got to keep going. I mean, you don't have to, obviously.
Yeah. But interesting.
I just want to.
It's actually going to be quite warm this week. It's going to be in like the 60s and stuff. Not that that's like crazy. Like, I still wear a, what do I wear? Like a short sleeve and jeans in that temperature. So my favorite.
What's your fave?
Ariana Grande's new album.
Oh, yes. So good.
I really like it. It has similar vibes to me to the last album. I really, honestly, if it was all one, I wouldn't be super confused. Like, I feel like it's, would you agree with that?
I would agree. I think the last album was a little bit better. I mean,
me
I
too.
Love this one.
Me too. I think the last one is better. But
the
yes.
last, and I think the last one was better because I think the difference in the two are that the last album had different tones in music, whereas this one, it's kind of all just like this chill, happy vibe, which I'm here for. It's nice to just put it on shuffle.
It's nice that it's like positive. Like, I love Taylor Swift's new album, but that is like cry your eyes out. This one is
I can't.
I listen to that when I like want to be sad. Like, this one, it's like, good background, good. Like, I listened to it like on a Friday. Like, I was like, oh, good weekend vibe. Like, it's good. So my favorites. Like, do you have any favorites?
Do I have any favorites?
Like, from the album. Like, do you have, like, what's it stand out? I have mine.
What's yours?
34 plus 35. Just Like Magic, which is all about manifestation. Listen to last week's episode.
Yes. And the beginning of that song is very magical.
Yes.
Too.
And POV are probably my favorite. I also like all the features, like the one with
Ty Dolla $ign, Doja Cat.
Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign is good. I like the Doja Cat one too. The Weeknd one, I was like,
I liked them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite is Nasty. And then it's gonna get nasty. It's fun. And then I like Shut Up. And I like 630, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And then I like 34 and 35. I mean, I really like them all. It's a good album just to have on shuffle. Like, when I get in the car and I'm just like, what do I play? I've just been like putting that on shuffle.
It is good. It's like one of those like matches any vibe. Like, I feel like Ariana Grande and Post Malone kind of have that, like, no matter what it is.
Good observation.
Thank you. Because, I mean, I feel like we've said this before. When you have, like, new friends, too, and you're not sure, like,
it's
what
like
tone
safe.
Of the music is, very safe, because it's not, like, super polarizing. It's not – I mean, of course, there are people who are like, I don't like her, but I feel like most people, like, can agree that they have talent and they like it, you know?
Yeah, like, I can't play, like, Migos when, like, people just hop in the car.
Yeah,
Migos! That's
like
what
I
would do.
It's, like, a specific kind of, like, whatever.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I really have been enjoying that. And I honestly have been – I tweeted this, too. Like, I've just been out of the loop with new music. I've been listening to, like, old familiar songs, watching old familiar shows. So this is kind of getting me back into new music. But I've been struggling with finding new music. I know we talked
me
about
this. Me, too. It's definitely, I've just been trying to do that song radio and just paying attention to when people release new music. And literally, I tell any of my friends, I'm like, if you ever hear a song that you think I'd like, please send it to me. Like,
that's helpful.
I need to be better about it too, though. I'll try to send you songs I think you'd like.
Yeah, I'll do the same for you.
Oh, thank you. A pact. Well, you guys submitted a ton of advice questions into our Instagram. Thank you guys so much. And like Brooke said earlier, this is just supposed to be like big sis advice. Don't take anything, you know, too seriously. It's just kind of like our take. And Brooke and I might have different opinions too, so it'll be kind of cool. And yeah, we always just love chatting with you guys and engaging.
Definitely. So follow us at Gals on the Go Podcast. Follow us individually too. At Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio, because we always we'll all promote the same
definitely.
Shame. So, but let's get it going. I guess we'll just kick it off with some of these. You guys asked us like in a question box, and we asked for some more. But hopefully, these are applicable to you guys and your situation. I feel like a good one to start off with is how to stay motivated right now with life, online school specifically. I totally get that. If you guys are doing school from home, that can be really tough.
Yeah, I mean, my immediate thing that just came to mind and when we like had this list down is writing down a list and like starting your day off with a list. And like every time you cross something off, you feel so excited, you feel so rewarded. And that's like a very motivating thing for me personally. Some people like to do things differently, but I think like that's like one like tangible thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then as for just like motivation, I think music is a great thing. Like, just have some like chill lofi beats on in the background and just
do you say lofi or lo-fi?
I guess I just said lo-fi, but I'll say...
I say lo-fi, but I don't know, actually. It's like gif. Like, I feel like it's one of those that...
I used to say lo-fi, but I think Alexa, I always whisper her name, says lo-fi. And so when I'm talking to her, I say lo... I don't know.
Alexa, the like... The Amazon thing.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I was like, why are you whispering that?
Well, because she's so sensitive.
Okay, I get it. I get it. Okay.
What about you? What are some tips?
Yeah. Well, we have a ton of episodes on like how to stay motivated with school and stuff. Definitely. And I totally agree. Like, especially I always do the list out all of your assignments thing. Like I always used to when I was in school, like no matter from the beginning of the semester to the end. And especially now as we approach the end, you will be shocked as to how few things you have left. Like it might only be for each class. You only have like what, like 6 to 10 bigger things like left to turn in or whatever, which really makes it tangible. And it reminds you, I remember like the way that I used to study and stuff. If I had, you know, at the end of the semester, like I had a project due, like a paper and like an exam, I remember I was like, I have three things and then I'm done. Like it makes it, yeah. So like doing that list, highlighting as you go.
Yes, that's a good thing too. Just like, wow, once I get all these done, like I'll be done.
Mm-hmm. It's very motivating to see like the end of it. But if you're really struggling at all, just with life and stuff, I say I have something to look forward to, and it could be so dumb. And at this point, like I know this is going to sound so dumb, like you might laugh at me. For me, it's like literally as simple as like, I know tonight is a Monday. I'm watching Dancing with the Stars tonight. I know on Thursday I get to watch The Bachelor. Like having things to look forward to, if it's a hangout with like, you know, a small group of friends, or like you're going to dinner with someone, like it, having those little things to look forward to, or like I love looking forward to when I get to come home and see my family, like being like, oh my gosh, in 3 weeks, you know, I'm going home and like, it's Thanksgiving, or like, that's so exciting, you know? And I know everyone's situation's different right now in terms of that stuff. So take what you will out of that. But I've heard that advice for long distance relationships, which is funny because like I can't relate to that. But I feel like in a sense of like life, it relates to that as well when you're feeling like really down.
Yeah, I love that. I would definitely sign off on everything that Brooke just said. It's so true. Like, and it is with long distance relationships too. It's like, when's the next time we're going to see each other? That's something to look forward to. And obviously like be present, live in the moment. But I think like Brooke's examples of like, tonight I'm watching Dance with the Stars. It's so excited. Like I'm excited because tonight Delaney and I are making a meal that we went
groceries
for.
Yes, that stuff.
Little wins.
Yes, like making those plans with your friends, even if it's for 2 weeks from today. Like, or I remember in like the depths of quarantine when like me and my friends from all over the place, we would do like regular Zooms. We don't do those anymore because like everyone's like really busy again. But you know, like doing if you have to go out of your way to be like, oh my gosh, in a week from today we're gonna Zoom. Like, yeah, I'm so excited. Like, that's something to look forward to.
I love that, and
I think that that's a way to handle it. But yeah, there's kind of two answers. That's more like for life stuff. I feel like for school stuff, it's more like you got to see that the end's in sight. I mean, you made it to November. Like, what do you have, like a month and a half
it's
left of the
November.
Semester? We're so close.
Oh my God. I swear we just got here for school. It's actually insane. So.
Oh, and I have another tip actually, because I'm just going off with the tips. Wow. You're like, oh, another
one.
I
love it. No, please.
I remember when I was in school, I would use Pinterest and like YouTube and stuff like that. I watched a lot of college vloggers and like would watch their videos and like, you know, how to study for finals, how to take notes, or even just going on Pinterest and finding like study inspiration, stuff like that. Like, you know, it's like note taking or like
there's some cool TikTokers now that do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that stuff is really, really useful. So I always get motivated when I see someone's like aesthetic, like study setup. I'm like, oh, I need to go study now. Like it makes you want to.
Yes, that's so true. And you just made me think of another one is, if you need to go pick your stuff up and go to a library or a coffee shop, because a lot of places are open now for you to like go study in person, do it. Sometimes I like just can't get her done. I'm like, I'm so excited to put on a semi-cute outfit tomorrow, maybe a little makeup if I'm feeling it, and go sit at a coffee shop and pretend I'm the main character in a rom-com movie. I love those TikToks where it's like when you go to your local coffee shop from home and you've been at school and you're just like acting
convince
mysterious.
Yourself you're a celebrity.
Yes, like just like, oh my God, those TikToks get me so much. But
it's so true.
Yeah, even if it's just like going somewhere to get your work done or going to a different area. Like sometimes I'll go to like my apartment's like lounge area, but I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to like go to a new study space. It's just the little things.
It is. Good point, Danielle.
Yeah. Thank you, Brooke. Next up, we can do how to feel less awkward around people you don't know that well / new friends.
I thought this was a really good one because I felt this was especially
I feel like
applicable.
You can I was going to say, I feel like you, since you like moved to a new city, mm-hmm. like we kind of talked about that a couple weeks ago. Do you want to touch on that at all?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm in like those new introductory phases with a lot of my friendships. And I get that. It's not like your best friends where you say literally what's on your mind and they don't judge you and like whatever. So it's like you're kind of, not that you're like watching your words, but like, you know, it can be kind of awkward, especially.
Yeah.
Or if you're getting introduced to new people, like friends of friends, it could be kind of, it could seem kind of forced sometimes and whatever. So I think the thing that has to just shine through here is just confidence and like owning your life and like being like, I'm, you know, awesome. We've done a ton of episodes on confidence and like given a bunch of tips on that stuff. But, and you have to put yourself out there and like be strong and kind of, I don't know what else to say besides like just being solid in yourself. And I think just going into situations like that with the understanding it's awkward for all parties involved. You know what I mean? Like if it's like,
definitely, they're nervous too.
Yeah. If it's a group of three hanging out, like, and the one person's the mutual friend and you're getting introduced to someone, it's going to be awkward. Like no doubt. Cause you're both close with the one mutual party, but make a point to only like to talk and ask questions to the other friend and like make a point
questions
to,
are just so great.
Yeah, seem interested in their life and then they'll ask you back. And it's always like the thing we always say, like match their energy. And yeah, you want to
definitely
set the tone for the energy, like really be a positive chameleon. And try to match your energy, I think.
Yeah, I think the matching the energy thing is really good. They even say that with dating too. Mm-hmm. Like just matches energy, like when it comes to, you know,
texting and stuff, everything.
Exactly. I actually think that's a great idea in the sense, like, I know you were kind of talking about it, like maybe it's harder when it's three, but in a way, like if you're nervous, it's just like a person you don't know. Like if you have a mutual friend, like have them come along. I've done that too, where it's like me and a person I already know, and then like a new friend I like trying to like hang out with. Mm-hmm. Like it makes it a little bit easier because then they know your commonalities between the two of you, and they can be like, oh, like actually Danielle like blah 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 does this too, and then you can like talk about that. Or like I am creepy and like I don't know, I've been like trying to like make new friends recently. It's just been like there's just been people at UGA that I was like, why don't we hang out ever? So like I've just been reaching out and like I'm creepy and I'll stalk them on social media before and like see like what that we have in common. And if I want to bring it up, you know, like then it kind of like helps something to talk about. It's kind of like dating.
I think that's a great one. Kind of going on that theme, I thought this was a really good one for you, Danielle, that I kind of picked out. How to not get too attached in a new relationship / how to do your own thing. And I know this is something that we always preach, like no matter what's happening, you always have to have your own life. And I feel like you're really good about this. So I kind of want to hear like your thought process.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's so funny. I wrote that down too. We must have both saw that.
Yes.
One. That's a good one. I think this is a great question and it's definitely something that is hard. But I think you have to literally start from the beginning. And like, that's at least what I did. So like when Ryan and I first met, I've probably told the story, but I was like, I liked him, but I was like, no, like, I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Like, I don't want to be that couple that's together 24/7 just because like, I want to be my own person. And like, I don't know, I don't want to be like too attached where like, if I'm not with them, I'm not happy, because I've seen that happen with other people and no judgment, but I don't want that for me. So the biggest thing I think is being very, honestly, just aware of the amount of time you're spending with them and like starting it from the beginning and being like, okay, like, I hang out with my boyfriend like on the weekends, or like we'll hang out like once or twice during the day on the weekdays, and then like Thursday and Friday nights are our date nights or whatever it may be. Like, because I like to spend a lot of time with my boyfriend, but I also want to make sure I'm like hanging out with my other friends, and I also have my own stuff I'm doing. So I think it's just important of like finding that balance. Like every day I'll kind of, when I sit down to do my journaling and stuff, I'm like, who do I want my energy to be towards today? What do I want to do? And like, who do I need to be around for me to accomplish that? Kind of just like things you think in your head. But also just remember that, like, in the sense of not being too attached, sorry, I'm just like going off.
No, this is your boyfriend, very, very good info.
Yeah, your boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever it is, if they're attracted to you, most likely because of like your confidence and your independence. Uh-huh. That's always how it starts.
This is from Men Love Bitches. Direct.
Yes.
Yeah, directly.
But you still gotta like, if all of a sudden you just mush and try to be one with them, I can guarantee you they'll be like, oh my gosh, like bye. And like, maybe like they'll want to
be less
break.
Interested, we'll say.
They'll be less interested. Much better way to say it.
They're not going to like dump you, but like, it's
no,
like
no,
less exciting. Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, yeah. You'll start to feel them kind of distancing themselves, and they might not even realize that they are, but since they can like feel you attaching onto them, every now and then, like in my relationship, like if I feel like Ryan's wanting to hang out more than me, it's kind of like this weird thing, or like vice versa. If I'm wanting to hang out with more of him, I think it's like this weird thing. You just have to find that common ground and just kind of like set the tone. Like Ryan and I will be like, okay, like usually on Sunday nights, we'll be like, okay, like, this is what my week looks like, and he'll say what his week looked like. And
this is a very productive, healthy relationship, though. Like, I feel for those people who it doesn't look this way, and like, I do want
to. True. Need to be that's like, a you good know, thing to.
But and that's great, and like, you should strive for that, or don't. Like, everybody's relationship looks different. I get that, but this is an example of like, a very healthy, productive couple. So I want to make that clear.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you said that. That's very true. And this is something also just because this isn't necessarily Ryan doing this. This is me being like, for my sanity.
Stand your ground. I'm here for it.
I'm just like that. Yeah. I'm just like, on Sunday night, I call him. And I mean, he knows now too. Like, he might call me and just be like, hey, this is my week, because I like to know.
You okay, trained
this
him.
Is our week ahead. I know. Well, he's like definitely super chill. I'm a triple Virgo over here. Okay. Like, this is just how I work. So yeah, definitely what Brooke emphasized is so true. It's like also just depending on your personality type, but I'm like, I want to know what my week's looking like. Like, I don't – Brooke and I talk about this. Like, I don't want him to text me, like, 5 minutes before and be like, hey, you want to, like, go on a date? Which is so sweet, and I love it, but I just would rather, like, be excited about things and stuff like that.
I would much rather live that way, too, but it's hard to – in the early stages of dating someone or talking to someone, it's hard to train them to get that way per se.
Oh, totally.
And people – I'm not trying to excuse this behavior, but people do have different vibes with that stuff, so, like
– Definitely.
Some people are more spontaneous, or they're like, I'll see if
you definitely. Know what I mean.
And not that that's necessarily a good thing, because you want to be like a priority in their life. But
yeah, Ryan's definitely
you guys are
more
like
chill.
Way ahead of the times, because I feel like most, I will say that I've seen college relationships are not on that level.
Well, yes. I feel like most college relationships, they just kind of like, I don't know. I don't
you
know. We're kind of weird.
You just assume, or it might be like a Tuesday and it's like, hey, come over. But you just don't operate that way.
Yeah, sometimes we do that. Like today, like I think I'm going to hang out with him tonight, and he just asked me that this morning. So I guess that was kind of spontaneous. But I mean, and it's not like, oh my God, Ryan asked me 5 minutes before. I'm not going to go hang out with him. Like, I love him. And like, if I'm free, like I'm going to go. But like, it's just nice to like, one, have something to look forward to, two, mm-hmm. and just so you to make sure you're not getting too attached. That just goes up back all to this is like, okay, like I know like this is when we're hanging out. The other times I'm going to be a boss and do my own thing, and we're still going to talk. You can still talk on the phone, whatever. Sorry. So that's definitely my biggest tip, is just like making sure you still have your own thing that you're doing, and not when you first get into the relationship wanting to hang out all the time, because that honeymoon phase is a thing and it's so exciting. But then everyone gets annoyed with you because you're always together. It's
totally.
Just like a thing. It's just, it's annoying.
And you isolate
like
yourself
that.
From your friends. I've seen it happen a bajillion times. Like,
and it ruins friendships.
Your friends
totally.
Are going to stop inviting you to stuff. So you have to, you're really good about keeping that balance. Like, I will say Danielle is one of the most standout people I've seen in terms of with the friends. Like, you're very good about it. Because so many people, or they'll ask their boyfriend.
I've just
like,
experienced it. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll ask their boyfriend what they're doing first and then like do those plans as the priority. But I feel like you're, priority is like your friends, and then like, not that he isn't a priority, of course he is a priority to you, but in terms of planning and stuff like that, it's like, what are my gals doing? Like, okay, maybe like Ryan can come with, or like I'll go to him after, or whatever.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, Ryan, I wouldn't say that. I would say like they're pretty much equal, but it's like, okay, like how much am I seeing each of them?
That's okay.
Week,
sorry.
I
don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No,
not
I know
that I'm like making
the
list
nice.
For you, but
no. Yeah. I would say it's like, okay, but it's also just, it also is really convenient. My situation, Ryan and I's friends are now all friends. So we kind of all just are together for like planning and stuff. So that's definitely convenient.
That's
but
very
yeah, like
convenient.
He also just like loves hanging out with his guy friends, and I know that. So like I make sure to like have like equal girl time, because I know like he'll probably hang out with his guys during that time. I don't know. I'm also a psycho planner. So just keep that all in mind. But the biggest tip is have your own thing. Have your own like plan B always, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Like, yeah, I think that's a good one. Sorry. Kind of went
no,
off.
No, very, very good. Let's see. What else do we have? We have a...
I kind of liked this one. I don't know if a lot of people care to know, but how to stop gossiping / get involved with drama, because this is something I've been trying to be more conscious about. Because I think just especially with, honestly, that everything has gone on with, like, you know, my situation, everything. Like, I definitely have learned to take a step back and just kind of realize, like, you don't know everything that's going on in someone's life. And I've definitely, like, had a different perspective on that. So now, like, if I'll be around my friends or I'll be on the phone with someone and they really just want to, like, talk crap, I really try to take a step back. And obviously you don't want to be condescending towards the person, because there's nothing worse than when you just want to rant to someone and but she's a good person, like, obviously, you know. But just kind of like having a different perspective, and I don't like to get involved with drama at all. Like, that is not, I know Brooke doesn't either. And just trying to, like, especially if there's other people involved, like if people are talking about stuff in a group chat, I just don't say anything. I just try not to at this point.
I agree. I'm coming to the realization, especially with like the group chat stuff, like screenshots mm-hmm. do get sent around and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the method that I heard this one time and it stuck with me. Whatever you say, be okay with it going back to the person. So if you're going to complain about someone,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. So if you're, let's say I'm talking about Danielle to somebody else, I would be okay with everything I said going back to Danielle. Now, of course, sometimes I probably take it a little too far, not about you, but like in situations.
No, yeah. Like if,
but
yeah.
I try to revert back to that because
that's a good
it
one.
Could. And of course, you could deny or be like, that's not true. But I think that's just a good rule of thumb where, as you know, things where it's like healthy ranting to somebody else, or maybe like you should save it for your journal or like your therapist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the
no,
line.
No, yeah. That's really true. I really like that too. I've been doing that lately too, where I'll like be talking to someone and I'll say, like, and this is something I would literally say to her about it.
That's
but I'm just
exactly
telling you,
the
though,
mindset. Yes. So you never want to be. Yeah. And I get it. There is a difference there between complaining and being like, hey, this friend did something that upset me, or being like, I hate this person. They suck. They're ugly. I didn't like their Instagram, like whatever. You know, I try to think about that even when I'm like sending Instagram posts, which we all do it. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Or judging
just like
someone.
Like two different mindsets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So
after.
It's tough. It's
yeah,
pretty,
after our episode, yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just like, it's easier said than done to be like, gossiping is evil and wrong. Like, yes,
oh, yeah, we
know
all
it
do
is,
it.
But do a check on yourself. Like, do you, you know, are you following that mindset? Let's see.
Exactly, exactly. It's definitely true. And after we did our episode about comparing ourselves to other people, I definitely have found myself the last 2 weeks being like, I'll start to say something and I'll be like, but I'm just jealous of her 100%. Like, I'm just saying this. I'm just ranting, but like, I'm definitely just jealous of her. Like, I've caught myself. Uh-huh. And that's what, and like, whatever, it's not perfect. I still said whatever I said, but then I'm like, but I'm jealous. And like, honestly, I wish I was doing that, whatever it may be. So just kind of like Brooke said, just having a check on yourself and just try not to get too involved always. I have this problem, not in drama, but like with planning and stuff. Sometimes I get too involved and then I try to take a step back. So I'm like, it's not even worth all this stress.
It's not.
And just
yeah.
flustering. It's just not worth it all the time.
I know. Well, there's certain people, and this is also not me trying to judge, but I've even noticed in my own life, like there's certain people that my whole entire relationship with them or in my parents' friendships, I notice, or in like my brother's friend, whatever, like in people in my life's friendships, like I can identify certain people where drama follows them everywhere. And those
Definitely.
Are people that I actively try not to have in my life. And it's not like I'm so like, get out of my life, like you're out.
Mm-hmm.
But you make a conscious effort of like casually drifting away from them or being like, you know, I need to find new friends. Like it's not healthy to constantly be involved in that. And I've learned that the hard way too, because last year was a big year. Actually, like last year into early this year was like a big year of my life where I was constantly just drained by people and drama and like, you know, people would text me information. I was like so exhausted by it. And I was like, this isn't normal. Like that's not a normal way of living. You should not have to constantly be on this like heightened level of stress and gossip and drama. Like if you're in a friend group like that, that's not normal. And like, you got to fix that. And I've learned that just in having healthy friendships. I've had healthy friendships forever. And then I like were in these situations where I was like, whoa, like, oh my gosh, I'm spending, you know, 23 out of the 24 hours of the day or so it felt being consumed with this stuff. And that's not, it's not good for you. It's not good for anybody.
Definitely. I think that's a great thing to point out. And I've also recently been very observant about kind of how you're saying like certain friendships in my life, not necessarily even if drama follows them, but I've noticed certain people when I'm with them, we literally only talk about other people and other things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like we don't.
And not to say that you're perfect either, because like it might be the way that
it's
that relationship
our
is structured. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm like, I don't like. I mean, sometimes it's fun, like if I'm just in a mood to rant. But other times I'm like, wait, this is probably not the best. So I'll try and like shift the conversation. And I've been trying to do that more and see kind of how that person like kind
reacts
of takes
to
it.
That's good.
Yeah, it's definitely just you know about
recognizing fault in yourself though. Like I think that's important.
Definitely,
like in something like that to be like. Because it's always the people who are like, I hate drama and gossip that like love it the most. So like,
oh, yeah.
It always is.
I hate drama. But I
know. So for us to sit here and be like, I hate drama. But realistically, I hate that feeling, like the pit in my stomach when I have drama with someone. Like I would much rather it be one of two ways. Like we are friends or we're not. You know what I mean? So
I'm the same way. Like let's just chat about it and figure this out either way.
Yeah. And if it ends negatively, that's fine. But like at least you could be off my mind.
Yeah. No, I know. I have some friends that don't even want to confront the problem at all. I'm like, but like, this isn't even drama. This is just freaking deal with it. So you don't have to think about it all the time. It's just so interesting how everyone deals with it. And like Brooke said, like, we're definitely not perfect. So.
Totally. Yeah. But I think that's a maturity thing too, as you get older. Cause I know how it is in high school and especially in college, it almost gets worse in college with that whole gossipiness, like I was just thinking back to that and how it was when I was in school. I guess maybe in later college years it gets better, but I feel like especially present in like freshman, sophomore year, it was heavy gossip.
Yeah, for me it was definitely in high school, but maybe it's because I don't really know. I feel like if I wasn't in a relationship freshman year of college, it would have been. Mm. But I feel like a lot of it has to do with guys and like, oh my God, like they hooked up. But like, oh my God, I just hooked up with it. Like, I feel like a lot of it has to do with that. And I just wasn't in that like space at the time, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's just crazy. And then friend groups and stuff. It's so confusing.
It is.
Ugh, it's gross.
So I get that, but you'll get through. And really, you gotta like, and it's so much easier said than done than like get better friends or whatever. Like that's a process that doesn't happen overnight, unfortunately.
No,
but wouldn't, it's like the line, like, would you rather have like, oh, and the click, they say it, like, would you rather have friends that secretly
hate
you?
Oh yeah, I just watched that.
Or no friends. And then like the Claire was like, I'd rather have no friends. And she's like, congrats, you got your wish. It's true.
Claire,
you have no friends. It's like, okay, well, she's the most authentic one there. So
yeah, it's so crazy. I actually just watched that movie the first time. I had never seen
it before. The first time?
I know.
Did you read the books?
No, I was a Pretty Little Liars and Twilight girl. I know. I'm so upset at myself. I feel like I would have loved it.
You would have loved. Oh my gosh, Danielle.
I just
You are such a click girl. Like, you guys know, those books shaped my childhood. Like,
I know. I feel like it was Gossip Girl vibes.
It was.
I like, wasn't like that though when I was younger. It was like a high school thing when I got into all
Okay. Yeah, because I read
not being in cliques, but like the fashion book, and the fun.
It's a book series, if you guys don't know, because a lot of you guys, I forget, are younger. A book series, and it's actually based in like suburbs of New York, but it's like this rich and fabulous life of like these friends. The books were hilarious. Amazing. I remember like, I would like wait for the release date. It would say like July, you know, 2006, like the next book releases. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, we're going to Barnes & Noble like every day in July until they come out.
I love Barnes & Noble trips. So fun.
Good. So good. I love a good bookstore, actually.
Me too.
Okay, so let's talk about this one. What to do when all of your friends are in a relationship and you're single. I thought that this is always me. This is like my life. So I thought this was a good one. But I feel like you've been there too at some point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, in high school, all my like close friends always had boyfriends. And then me and Caitlin were like, hey.
Just doing your
and,
own
like,
thing.
I think it's so much fun. I used to just mess around like all the time. I thought it was so fun. Like all my friends would be like waiting for their boyfriends after the football game. And me and Caitlin would just like go sit in our car and like blast music and just vibe out. Like you don't have any pressure. You can just like have fun. Like just take that. Like if you have any sort of sadness, and that's so fair to feel sad or like whatever. But also just remember like you're not in a relationship most likely because you don't like someone. Like there's not someone that you want to be in a relationship right now, and you just can't be mad at yourself about that.
I like the way that you're saying that. Like you can't just be like, I want a boyfriend, and like, yeah, that happens.
Because it happens a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you always want like what you can't have, because then people who are in relationships are like, I wish I could like go out and like not have to, you know, text someone back or like whatever. Like definitely. It's always like one of those situations. You always want what you can't have. So think about it that way. And my tip for this is like, if quote, all of your friends are in a relationship, you got to find single friends. Like it just has to happen. I had this stuff in college too. And I became closer friends with people that were more single because like it was a bigger friend group, and like my closest two or three friends were in a relationship, and I was like, I gotta find single friends, because it just happens, you know, they might not want to go out as much, they might not want to socialize as much, or like go, you know, meet guys or whoever you're attracted to. And so yeah, make it an effort to focus on invest in your friendships, which I think will benefit you in the end, because you know, most relationships, I don't want to say this, but like a lot of them aren't permanent, you know what I mean? So like take the time to invest in those relationships that could be permanent in your life. Like I have, you know, such amazing best friends from college, and like I don't have a boyfriend that I'm taking away from it, but that was my situation. But I have, you know, amazing lifelong friends like my bridesmaids, maid of honor, etc., which to me is great. And I think that I was still developing in college, so like I don't know, I think see everything as a learning experience. Do your own thing, embrace it.
Yeah. Just enjoy it.
It doesn't need to be like a weird thing that you feel weird about. Like it's like, no, I'm single, and like own it and be like, yeah, I'm independent. Like I, whatever.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. Not even in the sense of like, I loved it because like I didn't have a boyfriend. Like just because like you have so much freedom and mm-hmm. so much independence. And like, obviously I love being in a relationship and I'm so happy and I wouldn't do anything different. But like, it is a really good time in your life. And like, it's so like, just watch Sex and the City and then get back to me. Like that yeah. just makes you really appreciate it and just really enjoy it. And it's just so cool. Like you can just take on every day and just like enjoy it the way you want to. And like, I don't know. I think also just going back to, you know, you're not in a relationship because there's no one that you're like wanting to date right now, most likely. Or like, it's not like this mutual thing. Like just like it will happen. It will happen. And there, unfortunately, like you don't know, it just happens, but that's the most exciting part about it. And that's when you know it's real. Cause you like feel it. You're like, wow, this just like happened spontaneously. And you can't really plan that, unfortunately.
Yeah. I wish yeah. I could give you guys more words of encouragement, but I think Danielle hit them all. And don't feel bad for yourself. Like, get out there yeah. and get after it. If that's what you want to do, or if you want to take this time to, like, invest in yourself, you know, you have so much more time than the average person who's in a relationship. Think about it that way.
Oh, yeah. I like this next question because I know you're really experiencing it up there. And then it's kind of getting weird here, too, is how to stay positive as it gets colder and darker earlier in the day. Daylight savings just happened. I know in New York, at what time does the sun set, you said?
4:30. Yeah, it's like 4:40 or something. What time is it there?
I'd say like 6:30 maybe. That's like such
a big difference. I forgot. It really was a big difference because I remember at school I was like, oh, wow, it's already dark at home. Like what?
It was yeah. so crazy though. I like woke up at 7:30 a.m. and it was like so shiny out this morning. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because like the time change.
Uh-huh. So I think it's waking up earlier is huge because you want to take advantage of those hours that you do have sunlight. But I know that's easier said than done. People say vitamin D. That's like a really big thing. I know like.
Definitely. And B12 is another one. But yeah, vitamin D is really good to take, especially if you're literally not getting your actual intake of vitamin D.
Yeah,
sun.
I know it gets like, oh my gosh, I just think about those like terrible, I remember in Boston, like winter mornings where I was like, I don't want to leave my apartment today. But I find that I'm even more sad the days that I don't leave my apartment. So I would try to like mm-hmm. do if it's
bundle you
know,
up.
Yeah, bundle up. And it doesn't even need to be like a walk or anything. Like if you're like, wow, it's so cold and so miserable outside, like don't force yourself to like go for a walk or whatever, but maybe like have some sort of plan outside the apartment or like meet up with a friend or do something. So it's like, or be like, I'm going to go like get a coffee, like treat myself today. Like at least this way it's something out of your apartment.
I think also like as much as it stinks, and I know a lot of people get super, super affected by the weather change and the sun going down earlier, is kind of what we were saying earlier about our last question, is embrace it. And I think like when the holidays kind of come around, I in a way like how it gets darker earlier, because it's like you can turn on the Christmas lights, the holiday yeah. lights, and it's more magical. Embrace it. Watch a movie. Like just late right now is a good time to just be at home more. So just embrace it, but like make your home happy. Decorate
yes,
it.
Good point.
Very like make wherever you live. I mean, we talk about this all the time, but make your space very special and like something that you want to be at, because you're gonna be inside a lot more the next few months. Like we're about to hibernate, you know, just prepare.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good point. And finding ways to like love your space if you are gonna be inside more.
Paint a wall pink.
Yeah, I mean, why not get some painter's tape and paint it
yeah.
all. No, it's fun to do like projects around the house or whatever it may be. But it's very completely valid. I mean, people, it's like a thing, isn't that SAD, seasonal
yeah. mm-hmm.
It's like seasonal depression basically. So it's very, very real thing. Obviously we're not experts in terms of like that sort of thing, but talking to someone I know has helped us immensely in this transition.
Yeah, one of our podcast sponsors is BetterHelp. Check them out. It's such an easy way to get a therapist online, or if you know somebody, or just talk to a friend. But I think therapy, especially if you're thinking about it the next few months, would be a great time to start.
Yeah, because yeah, especially as going into the holidays. I know like for us the holidays are super happy and it's like yay family, but for some people the
Definitely.
Holidays aren't so happy, and
I
really do feel for those people. And I think about you guys a lot, you know, if it's like family issues or like the loss of someone recently, like it could be really, really challenging, or a pet. Oh my gosh. It's really tough. So I feel for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry to get just sad, but.
No, yeah, it's real. That's real.
Oh, I have a good question. Okay.
Okay.
What is the best relationship advice you have ever received?
Ooh.
I thought this one was really good because I have one that like stands out to me that my parents told me after I was like kind of going through it yeah. with someone. And it's kind of just the thought that when you know, you know, like the right person isn't going to be this person that you have to, you know, jump through hoops for or make all of these, you know, conscious, what do we want to call them?
Like finesse them and figure all these strategies.
Yes. And you don't have to heavily think like, but if I don't ask a question, he's not going to text me back. Compromises. That's the word I was looking for. You don't have to make these crazy compromises like, oh, well, this person, you know, wants to go out all the time, but I don't want to do that, but I'll do it anyways for him or her. You shouldn't have to do that. This works for friendships too. I guess this is applicable either way, but this is just something that, like, I remember my parents told me this. I was like going through it. I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, Brooke, with the right person, it's not going to have to be so tricky and so like so many questions, and like, it'll just like make sense and kind of be easy. And I
love that.
I really took that away from a lot of things now when I'm like really questioning things and I'm like, oh, like, do I want to, you know, am I willing to make these changes for this person? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I like stand my ground. So
I think that's so important. We were talking about that earlier. It's so true. I think that's good. I've seen like, well, you know, you've seen the tweets. Like if you're like trying to figure out if he likes you or not, then he just doesn't.
Yeah, it's true. It's sad. I mean, we got some questions like that actually too. How do I know if I should cut it off with someone? Like if you're questioning it, I'm not going to be like, do it. But
I mean, you know, you might as well just kind of take a step back. I've been doing the pullback method for the last couple of years and it works, maybe.
Yeah, like, you're big on that. It's good.
It works. My brother taught it to me. I'll always thank him for that. Even if like in friendships or whatever, literally maybe I'm like,
friendships, it works too. All of relationship advice is applicable for friends too.
Any relationship with another human being. I don't know if dogs would react to this, you know, human beings just kind of pull back a little bit. And if they start to come forward a little, then you're like, okay, maybe they aren't sure. But if they don't, like, that's your answer right there. It sucks.
If you have to be the one that's always texting to make the plan or always like, I have to be the one like asking a question so that I never like let the conversation die. It's probably just, I hate to be like, he's just not that into you, because like, no, it's his loss or their loss as a friend or whatever it is. But match their energy.
The biggest advice I ever received, I don't have like the exact quote, but I just feel like people have told me this throughout the years, it's just like, they gotta love you for you. Like, you shouldn't feel like you have to change yourself or anything. Like, I don't know, like in past relationships, not with Ryan, but in past relationships, I felt like I couldn't, more in high school, like high school guys and stuff, like I have always loved fashion, but I would be like scared to wear more trendy items, you know, around, like just like the littlest of things.
Yeah.
Or like being in theater, I was like, oh, they might think I'm like weird, whatever. But like when you're so confident in yourself and proud of yourself, I've been wearing all kinds of random things about Ryan recently. I've been testing him out and he'll just be like, oh, cool, you know,
the right person
anything.
Isn't gonna be like, oh, I didn't like the way she wore her hair today. Like, that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
I know, it makes me so sad. I've had friends that be like, yeah, my boyfriend doesn't like when I wear that, and I'm like, oh my god,
what?
I'd be, yeah, so, oh yeah. Ooh. And I'm not like, I'm just saying, like, just like think about those things and just take all those things into account if you're ever like evaluating something.
I think that's very good. And I'm a huge fan of the pullback method too. Danielle taught that to me.
It works
all the time. And it's hard, especially if you like someone, you're like, I want to talk to them all the time.
It's so hard.
You got to just be like, I'm not. And it doesn't have to be so dramatic. Like, I'm going to like, whatever. I know there's like toxic relationship advice out there. Like, just like block him for 3 days. Like, it doesn't need to be that.
No, not like that. Just like, yeah, maybe don't text him every hour for a little bit and see if he's like, wait, where's
your reply
text?
A little slower. Like, oh, a little mystery. Like, I'm a little busy today. Like, what is she
like
doing?
Like, you are busy, girl. Like, you are.
And of course, we always say like, doing things for you and genuinely being busy, not just being like, hey, I'm busy or whatever, but like having a separate life. We just said that, you know, how Danielle has her friends and her workouts that she does and YouTube and like,
it makes everything so much more fun. You have all these different little boxes and it's like, what do I want to do now? It's so, I love it. And everyone's different, but that's how I like it and whatever. This question I loved because it's something I deal with every now and then. How to not feel guilty for doing what's best for you.
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
Especially because you're being selfish, essentially.
Yeah, like you're being selfish. And there's definitely times you have to like check yourself. But other times it's like something that is going to make you really happy that you're worried you're going to make someone else upset, sad. I don't really know. There's like, it's so hard. It's such a fine line right now, I feel like. And I don't know.
I've had this happen where I cancel plans on someone. And like, you know that they're expecting you to come or
that's
whatever.
A good
they're
one.
Like, please come. And then like, I've had it where it's like the day of it comes and I'm like, no, I'm actually like not going to make it or whatever. And it's like, oh, what, are you serious? Like whatever. But I just know that I'm not in the right mental state or the right physical state or whatever it is to do that.
Not going to be a fun person to be around. Yeah.
Yes. So I get that. But at the end of the day, we said it. You can't pour for an empty cup.
I was just going
and true, real people in your life, like real people who know you, are going to understand that. And I think it's hard in those beginning phases of friendships. It's very hard because then it might just be like, oh, okay, they don't want to hang out with me. Like, they don't like me. And then, like, whatever. But if we're talking, I think this is, it's easier when it's more people that are, you've been friends with them for several years. They really know you.
Or family. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they, I think that they're a little more understanding. So I know it's tough, especially for you guys that are like college freshmen or whatever. And you're like, I just need to chill. And we're like, go, like, you have to go do things and meet people. Like, yeah. It seems like there's this constant pressure, especially on social media. Like, you have to have friends, like you have to do all that, but you know what's best for you.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to like really listen to your gut. Your gut does not lie. Like, you just gotta like really feel what's best for you, because at the end of the day, like, if you're not happy and you're not comfortable with what you're doing, or if you're not confident in yourself, like, the people you're around aren't gonna, I don't know, it's not gonna be like the best situation, should I say. Like, it's not a healthy relationship, it's not a healthy lunch date or whatever it may be. Like, it's best, and just be honest. Like, if you're feeling comfortable with about saying something like that, like, just say like, hey, you know, I'm not feeling 100% today, and I want to like be 100% and more and attentive when we hang out. Like, can we reschedule tomorrow or a little whatever? Like, I just
think that's so good. That's a day. So good. Like, hey, I'm like, going,
an excuse.
It doesn't even, and you don't even need to get like crazy descriptive, like what you said. No. I have a lot going on today. I have a lot on my mind today. I will be a better friend tomorrow. Like, I will be a more present. I'll just be able to, you know, have a better time. I've done that. I've done that with dates too, where I'm like, I just know that I'm not the most like outgoing, like fun person to be around right now. Like, I'm in a bad mood for whatever reason. I push it to the next day. If you have to do it, you have to do it. Like, you know what's best for you. So it's hard to like say like, oh, just don't feel guilty. But I think over time you develop that confidence. Like, I don't feel guilty anymore. You know, when I'm about to send the text, I do like the Definitely. About to send like the cancellation text, but then they 9 times out of 10 people will reply and be like, I totally get it. So I think it's fine, especially in these times. You shouldn't feel guilty at all.
Definitely. I definitely feel guilty sometimes, and like then I'll catch myself and immediately get myself out of it. But it's definitely something that takes progress and takes time. But at the end of the day, it's just like, you can't be your best self unless you take the time that you need. So sometimes like Delaney and I will be like hanging out in the living room and I feel bad, but I'm literally like, we'll have silent friendship time and everything. I'm like, I just need to go in my room and shut the door and like watch TV. And like, she does the same thing too. It's just like an understanding, and obviously we've been friends for a while now and we're really comfortable with each other. But if you start that relationship with someone soon, or like start that idea with them, they'll understand it.
That's really nice. I like the way that you say that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Should we do like one more?
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you want to talk about job rejections?
Yes, I do want to talk about this because I know this is a really big thing right now. And we can loop it in with college rejections too. So, but I'll start off with job rejections, I guess, because I've definitely been there. A lot of you guys are writing in like, I just got rejected from this job, or I haven't heard back. And it sucks, no doubt, especially when you get – but I think this is another thing of like lowering the expectation from the forefront of it. So, you know, if you're applying for jobs, and I know it's so – I've literally done this where I fantasize over these companies and I'm like, wow, like, oh my gosh, this job would be perfect for me, like so fun, so amazing. And then like you might, you know, make it through one round, two rounds, and like either not hear back or whatever, or not ever hear back at all. Like, there was so many, I've sent my resume to so many places and just literally gotten nothing back. And it can be really, really discouraging.
That stinks.
It does. It stings a lot, but it's, I don't want to be like, it's unfortunately how the system works, but like it does, like recruiters just get thousands of submissions for these jobs, and like they might not hit you back at all. So I think lowering the expectation from the forefront, giving yourself grace, especially during these times, it is incredibly difficult, and the job market's really competitive right now, especially with all of the recent people getting laid off and things like that. Like, we're just not in like the best place right now. So I feel for all of you guys, and just try not to take it personal in a way. Even if you did do the interviews and stuff, like it's not, oh, they didn't like you. It's kind of like, hey, this isn't the best fit for you. And in the end, it's probably doing you a favor. It might be something that you don't fit with the team, you don't fit with whatever. And like, it might be a place that you might not have thrived in. So I say take every rejection as a redirection. We've said this
before. Getting you closer to your path. Yeah.
Yes. And it's definitely for a reason, because I will say I've had friends that have gotten rejected from companies. I'm like, you should not have worked at that firm or whatever it is. Like, you are way too, you know, creative to do that or whatever. But I also do agree. I mean, I'm in the position where I've done the thing. Like, I worked for a company that probably wasn't the best fit for me, like on paper and stuff, but I learned from that too. So
that was a really good experience for you.
Definitely. So everybody's situation is different with that. But we could talk a little bit about college rejection too. I know it's application season and a lot of you guys are turning your back, especially if you did early decision, early action, and that can be really
tough
too. That's
such a my heart goes out to everyone obviously applying to jobs right now and then also applying to college. It's such a weird time right now and I can't even imagine, because like a lot of people aren't able to even visit the schools that they're applying to right now. It's so crazy. I can definitely attest to, it's definitely, if you get rejected or waitlist or whatever, it kind of puts you closer to your path. I really wanted to go to UJ, and then my college counselor was kind of like, yeah, that's probably not happening. So I like put all my eggs in one basket and I was like, I want to go to school at SMU in Dallas. Oh my God. I am so happy I didn't go there. Like, obviously, like I have friends that go there and they love it, but just like, I am so happy at UGA and I cannot imagine going to school anywhere else. But like senior Danielle, who got that letter saying, well, basically I didn't get rejected. I got like, you can go to Switzerland for a semester and then you can come to SMU. And I was kind of like, well, no, I want to go to SMU in the fall.
Yeah,
like it like wasn't what I wanted, but I was so upset and so sad. And I was like, no, but I meant to be in Dallas and be at this. But like, honestly, it's so much better that I came to UGA and like I got to like be a spin instructor and like go to spin and like have this whole amazing friend group and a boyfriend and like seasons and amazing football games. Like that wouldn't have happened if I went to SMU. And that's what I wanted. I wanted UGA, but like it took a lot of tears, a lot of just like, okay, like I'll go to UGA. And it's just so funny because I was like, wait, I wanted to go to UGA initially. It's just so crazy how mindset can really just change everything.
It does. I got rejected from my dream school too at the time. Like my priorities like definitely changed along the years, but like from like sophomore year, junior year, my dream school is University of Miami. I got waitlisted. I never came off the waitlist. So everything happened for a reason anyways. I redirected my focus. Also, kind of, and then Georgia like became my dream school, I would say a little bit after that anyways. So I think, yeah, everything's a redirection. And I've talked to so many people that, actually my episode with, Audrey Peters, we talked about this too, because she applied, she really wanted to go to NYU and then she ended up like not getting in, but then she went to, GW and had like an amazing time. And she was like, I wasn't supposed to be at NYU. Like I wouldn't have thrived there. Like the admissions counselor was like, trust me, this isn't your place. And it's true. Like you're saying here, it's you know so what crazy. I mean? It wasn't going to work out for you, or like you could have done this alternate path. And like, I'm sure you would have had a great time, but here you are thriving even more in this place that you are now. And I mean, it's always easier said than done to be like, what could have happened? Oh, I wonder. And you can sit and ponder all day long, but that didn't happen. So it's like, you got to make a new game plan for yourself. So if you're in a position where it's college rejections, or like you know, you got into maybe like your safety school or like schools that you didn't necessarily, you weren't thrilled about, get re-excited about them. You know, if you can schedule a tour, go on a tour, if you could talk to current students, I think that always gets you really excited, because then you hear from the people who go there how much they love it. And you're like, wait, I thought this was my safety, but I'm actually really excited about it now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good way to put it. Just like start looking up. Like I remember where I started like looking up like coffee shops in Athens, like the littlest of things, or like starting to just like look at the dorms and just like stuff like that, and
totally
dorm decor, and talking to your roommate once you get one, you know, little things like that will get you really excited, whether that's a job or college.
Yeah. And you could always, like there's ways that you could contact people that have like gone to that school or whatever. I mean, I know Danielle and I, like, I'm sure you still get a bunch. Like, I'm applying to UJ. What do you think about it? Like, maybe, like, I know Danielle gets a lot of messages, so maybe go, but literally messaging like anyone, if you know someone from your high school that went there, or anybody that
definitely
was, like,
people some, love to talk.
Yeah. About. Like someone's older sibling's cousin or whatever, especially if it's a school, like I get it. If it's a state school, it might be like easier to find someone. But if you're like trying to, for me going to Georgia, I was like, I knew one girl from my high school that had gone there previously to me. And that was it. You know what I mean? It wasn't a very like common choice. So I wanted to make sure that I talked to a lot of current students, like on my tour. I did a lot of question asking and like a lot of research
definitely.
Online and stuff. Like do it, put in the time and the effort, and get excited about it. Like pat yourself on the back. Like you've made it through this whole time has been so tough. And you have a lot to look forward to, no matter where you end up.
Definitely. Mic drop.
Boom. We're thinking about all of you guys during this time, applying for jobs.
Sending hugs.
Lots of virtual hugs. Who knows how this week has panned out, which is so weird to say because we're recording this on Monday.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to say, like, that this is going up after, like, a major moment in history. Another election. Kind of crazy. So hopefully you guys are all staying safe and happy and healthy and all the things. And we love you guys so much. And we'll be back next Wednesday.
See you then, guys. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.